pause. In this world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. John 16:33. The words of Jesus make it clear. In this life, we will have problems. It's great that he tells the truth. He doesn't try to sugarcoat anything. Job loss, illness, terrorism. These are real problems. Stock market crashes, financial disruption. We're going to have these problems, but Jesus reminds us that he is still in control. If you're looking for peace, turn to him today. You won't be disappointed. For more information, visit me at followingthetruth.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute.
Why do I have to listen to the Pope? He's not God.
No, he's not. But God did leave us the popes to speak for him. And it's a good thing he did. Otherwise, our teachings, which have stayed constant ever since Christ gave them to us in the beginning, might have gotten corrupted and changed. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened if the US Constitution had fallen from the sky and each person had taken it home and decided what it meant to him? We need the bishops, and especially the Pope, to remind us of what truth really is in the face of ever-changing cultural opinion. Even our worst popes, you know, the ones you've heard about who were murderers or had mistresses or ate ice cream in bed, have never altered church teaching in the least. How is that possible? Because while they may not be personally holy, Christ made their position holy and guards them from teaching an error so that his church will always be like him. True. For more Young Catholic Minutes, go to youtube.com/youngcatholic.
I am Lori Kroc, and this is a Holy and Healthy Minute. With any physical activity, changes occur in the body over time. You get stronger, run faster, or gain cardiovascular endurance, even if you don't see visible changes. In our spiritual lives, conversion takes a similar path. We pray, frequent Mass, read God's Word, and seek to grow in faith, hope, and love. We may notice positive changes in our behavior and in our relationship with Jesus and with others. Even when we can't see visible changes, we know that God is at work in us. This is conversion. We might have many conversions in our lifetime where God enters in, and by His grace, we are called to love and serve anew. A conversion can be big, like a St. Paul moment, or a quiet overture of God seeking us. Let us close with Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have in mind for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for woe, so as to give you a future of hope.
In God alone my soul rejoices, in God alone my spirit sings. He alone my strength, my fortress, I pour out my heart in praise to God alone.
Hello, I am Father Thomas Blau from St. Patrick's Columbus. Here is your host at St. Gabriel Radio. They are having a spirit drive, and this is the time to call in. This is my last half hour of this section of the spirit drive. The number is 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820. I would like to give a special shout out to any of you who have benefited from the parish mission ministry that I've done. If you've seen me in one of the parish missions, please call this hour. We need to come up at about the proper halfway point for halfway through the day. We need about 16 people, which means if you're sitting around or sitting on the fence, any amount will help. Please do so. Please consider calling in at 614-459-4820 and make a donation of any kind. We just have a donation from Janet. It is a sustaining member donation. Thank you, Janet. She loves Father Ricardo and Catholic Answers Live and Call to Communion. So she's benefited from that, and she said thank you through a donation. I am here with Liz Christie from the Diocese Office of Evangelization. Hello, Liz.
Hello, Father Blau. Thank you for having me.
Oh, that's great. And you're from Seton Parish, is that right?
Yes, Seton Parish is my home parish, and I just want to say hi to all my friends who are listening and encourage you to also call in and donate.
Let's challenge all those members. to call in if you are from Seton Parish as kind of a, like a hoorah, thank you for your work from Seton Parish. This segment, Father Leo Connolly, Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish, will benefit from that priest gift card if we can get four members making donations. If we can get eight, he gets two gift cards. So shoot for that, Seton Parish. Shoot for that. Let your parish be known. Liz, what is the work? What is the office that you do in the diocese?
Sure. So I started at the diocese in November of 2021. So I'm in a new position, and my job is I am the Parish Missionary Disciple Formation Coordinator. So a nice big title, but what that means is I am going out and I'm meeting with pastors and their staffs and key leaders and helping them form their plans for missionary discipleship at the parish level.
Fantastic. And how do you define missionary disciples?
So we have six elements that we are looking at when we work with the parishes. We have six elements of parish missionary disciple formation. So I'm just going to give them to you in order.
Sure.
The first one is charismatic encounter. So that encounter with Christ, whether through the Mass or other sacraments or a lived experience, but that important charismatic encounter so that we can have that personal relationship with Jesus as the foundation for everything we build on top of that. So that's kind of our principal one. And then after that is ongoing formation in prayer and sacraments. So once somebody has encountered Christ in their life, we need to let that grow through prayer, through sacraments, to experience the church in all its fullness. Beyond that, once we have somebody who's encountered Christ and they're growing in prayer and sacraments, we want to set them on mission. So missional training is the third element. So we're equipping people to go out and make other disciples and bring them to Christ. The fourth element is working through small groups. So we need communities to support each other. As we're growing as disciples and making disciples, a lot of that happens in small group community. And then beyond that, we have ongoing catechesis. So just always being connected to the core principles of our faith so that everybody is just strong in their catechesis. And then the sixth element is ongoing scripture study. So we need to know the Word of God so that we can go out and preach that to others. So this is kind of our six-element approach. So when we sit down with parishes, part of what we do is we go through those six elements and we look at what are we doing in each of these categories, and are we offering something at our parish level to equip people as disciples through these six categories?
Oh, that's tremendous. I just love the idea that in our diocese, there's this sustained effort to promote evangelization, promote growth in discipleship, and promote the evangelical mission of the church. That's tremendous. And you found great interest throughout our diocese?
Well, yes. Yeah. So, of course, we all know the Real Presence, Real Future initiative is going on, and that's coming with a lot of, difficult information that a lot of us have to accept changes that may be happening down the road at our parishes. So, kind of the idea of this and what I'm doing is to help equip the pastors and the staff to not only fortify themselves, but also their parishioners for the changes that may be coming ahead. Because whether we're at a parish that's going to look completely different or close, or, you know, maybe it stays the same, we have to fortify ourselves and fortify the people around us for the changes that are coming. We live in a world that doesn't stay the same. And we're all, I think, painfully aware of that, especially over the last few years. So the goal of all this is to fortify everybody as missionary disciples and to answer the call that Jesus set out for us, you know, and to just to help kind of be kind of a guiding light through that, if you will.
That's wonderful. Have you experienced St. Gabriel Radio supporting your office and especially evangelization in general in this diocese?
Yes, absolutely. And I have to say, and I know it's being talked about a lot, but I have to say it again, the Rescue Project coming up in June with Father Ricardo, and I know St. Gabriel is behind all of that as well. this is huge. I just can't encourage everybody enough to sign up for that event. That is just such a big deal. And we're just so blessed with St. Gabriel Radio in our diocese to help communicate all these important things out to everybody. Because what is hard, I think, at a parish level, you know, for pastors and staff and diocesan employees, it's like we each have, you know, people we can contact and communicate with, but the radio, St. Gabriel Radio, has a way to just broadcast that on such a wide scale for our entire diocese. So it's just incredible to have this resource at our hands.
There are so many dioceses that don't have Catholic radio, and it's such a blessing. It does so many things. It really reinforces the faith when you're away from the parish. Most people, when they think of their faith, they think of what's going on at parish, but it really has to be outside of that. And St. Gabriel Radio does that so well. This is a time for donating. We especially need them during this half hour up to the 1 o'clock mark. Please consider donating. If you haven't donated before, a one-time gift of any amount is wonderful. It helps. Every amount counts. And so call 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820. There are a number of different ways to give. You can ask the people to answer the cell phone for those and and ask them what are the different ways, and they'll explain it to you. 614-459-4820. We're going to be listening to a clip from Edward Sree on the art of living.
I meet so many young people when they hear about John Paul II's wisdom on sexuality and dating relationships, when they hear about his teachings called the theology of the body, which is beautiful wisdom on sexuality, dating, love, marriage. And they hear this, they say, why didn't anyone tell me this? I was never taught that premarital sex could lead to these problems. And I was never taught that pornography could lead to these addictions. I was never taught these things. How come no one ever told me? So many young people feel cheated when they hear the wisdom on how to live sexuality well from the church. Why didn't anyone tell me? Same thing when I hear married couples, when they hear the beautiful wisdom on what marriage is really all about, they're like, how come I didn't hear this growing up? Because the secular world just told you, you figure out marriage and define marriage or live marriage however you want. When people learn about the virtues, they learn about prudence and fortitude and temperance and justice, the four cardinal virtues, the hinges of our lives, all the virtues on the natural level relate to these four virtues. And most people don't even know those four virtues. They don't know how to live them in their life. They don't even know what they are. We've lost the art of living. It's not just that people don't go to church anymore. It's that people don't even know how to live. People today don't even know the basics, and we have suffered. You and I have suffered growing up in a secular age. But I don't know about you, but I know I didn't grow up with the great tradition of the virtues. I didn't grow up hearing about the art of living. Now, I'm blessed with good parents, and I had really good Catholic schools, but I know that there were many gaps in my own formation, because this isn't something that the culture enforces. When you turn on the TV, when you listen to your favorite music, when you're talking with your friends in the secular world, they're not coming from the tradition of the art of living. But for 3,000 years, you go all the way back to the ancient Greeks. The ancient Greeks, you go back, you know, almost 3,000 years to people like Plato, Aristotle, Homer. There was a great tradition of vision for how to live life. Especially you see this in Aristotle, passed on through the church. Great writers like Aquinas have expounded upon the virtues. This grand tradition of the virtues. The virtues give us the freedom to love, the freedom to live life well. It gives us the proper vision to see this is what friendship is all about. Friendship with God, friendship with others. These are the virtues that we need to live those friendships well. And that's where we find our happiness, when we live friendship with God and others well. That's what the Catholic Church teaches. That's what Aquinas taught. But this grand tradition of the virtues has been withheld from you. If you grew up in this secular age, unless you had an extraordinary, unique experience, most of us, we did not get this in our education. Most of us did not get this growing up on MTV or CNN. Most of us did not get this because the modern world intentionally broke away from that tradition. So if you want to be an independent thinker, you have to throw off the yoke of tutelage and just think for yourself. In other words, you don't want an apprenticeship. You don't want tradition. You want to just set aside tradition, set aside everything that came before you, and just think for yourself. Just go in your room and you just think and you'll figure out what life is all about for you. That's not how we're made. As human beings, we are made to learn the art of living, not on our own, and not just in books. We don't learn the art of friendship, dating, marriage, parenting, and most of all, living in friendship with God. We don't just learn that by locking ourselves in a room and trying to figure it out on our own. We don't learn it just in books. It's passed on person to person, heart to heart.
You are listening to St. Gabriel Radio, St. Gabriel Radio, Catholic Radio in Central Ohio. You can make a donation during this Spirit Drive at 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820, especially if you've benefited in any way from listening to St. Gabriel Radio. We have a couple new donors, and one is Patricia from Seton. Thank you, for Patricia. She's given a gift. She says she loves Dr. Ray and Dr. David Anders, and it's in honor of Liz Christie. Liz, there you go.
I think that's my mom. Hi, Mom. Thanks.
That's awesome.
Love it.
And Jane from Seton Parish has given a gift, also in honor of Liz Christie. Please consider, if you are a member of Seton Parish, please consider donating right now and show the zeal and the joy that is at Seton Parish. So, Liz, what did you hear in that clip from Edward Sree?
Yeah.
What did you like in it? What really stood out?
Well, that was a really good clip. So for me, the part that stood out the most was when he talked about the gap. And that speaks to my own personal experience. Like, I did go to Catholic school. I had good parents, but the gaps still exist, right? And I think even right now, like, part of what I feel like my mission is and my work is to help fill in those gaps for people, and to help other people realize and that we're all called to fill in the gaps for each other. So that part really stands out to me. And, you know, to tie it back to St. Gabriel Radio, that was the place initially that started to fill in those gaps for me. When I started listening 10 years ago or, you know, whenever it was, just hearing great Catholic foundational information and just feeling like pulled in my heart, like, oh, there's something more. There's more we can do. God's calling us, and me specifically, to be something more than what I'm currently doing. And I think that's what this radio station does for so many people. It pulls us out of our secular place where we may find ourselves to go deeper in our relationship with Christ. So I just think, again, it's just incredible that we have this resource and that we have a way to fill in those gaps.
And that's the power of Catholic radio, is that it presents moments that when we're listening to, it's like a forum of a meeting. God can step in there and show that he's there, and show someone who may be close to despair, someone that doesn't know which way to go, someone who's like a cork on the ocean of this toxic culture, that he's there, he's got their back, and he has a plan for them. We have a new donor in Mark from St. Luke Danville, and he's a sustaining member. He's given in honor of Lady Rita Drought, who passed away yesterday. May she rest in peace. Amen. There are many different ways to give here at St. Gabriel Radio. Consider calling now to fill out this hour. We only have a few moments left to hit the halfway point. We are still needing a number of people to call in and donate to hit that halfway point. That's going to give everyone here at St. Gabriel Radio a lot of hope. So if you've all ever thought about donating to St. Catholic Radio, any kind, many first-time donors contribute $10 or $20, or they become a sustaining member at $20 or more per month. Please consider that. This is a major, as Liz has said, this is a major benefit we have here in our diocese. Trustworthy, faithful Catholic programming discussion, which is, folks, I'm telling you, it's really rare to find this. Another donor is Bob and Angie has given a gift. They love information for our diocese, especially the conferences. Also in honor of Liz Christie. That's wonderful. I think what it's showing, Liz, is you're making an impact.
I think that's my mother-in-law and father-in-law. Thank you.
You got an awesome family. That's wonderful.
I love it. Family support.
That's great. For any of the workers that work with Liz, any of her fellow missionaries in the diocese, please consider calling in right now and making it a donation and attach it to her name. That'll just give a whole boost for this day. Paul from St. Brendan has given a gift. Thank you, Paul. With that, with one of the other donations, that means that Father Leo will receive a priest gift card. Let's go for two for Father Leo. Let's go for two. So call in, especially Seton Parish, or if you've benefited from the diocesan evangelization efforts. If you've done that, if you've come through RCIA, if you were blessed by one of the conferences, please consider donating. Call 614-459-4820. That's 614-459-4820. We have people standing by to help you out with figuring out what kind of level donation would be good for you. A one-time gift is awesome. Liz, when you were growing up, what was your involvement in the church? What was it like? And was there something that really kind of tipped you over into saying, I want to live more for the Lord?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Okay. I'll give you the short version of the story. So I did grow up Catholic schools. I went to St. Pius for grade school and Fisher Catholic for high school. Met my husband at Fisher, and we both went to Ohio State, and I became a registered nurse, and then a couple years later, I went back, and I became a certified nurse midwife, and I practiced in that way for 17 years, and this is where the radio station kind of comes in. So as a midwife, we get the beautiful joy of delivering babies and bringing life into the world. But it can also be a very toxic environment with the current nature of people needing birth control and abortion and all of those factors play in. So the early years of my career were spent kind of navigating how do I be Catholic in this environment? And St. Gabriel Radio was a critical, pivotal just resource for me in figuring that out and helping me have those difficult conversations with the people I worked with and the people, you know, who I answered to and saying, I need to be Catholic at work, not just at church on Sunday. And St. Gabriel Radio empowered me to be able to do that. And so I was able to practice in a pro-life way that supported my Catholic faith and still supported women in a beautiful way that they needed as well. So, you know, that was kind of a turning point there. And then I thought, okay, I'm doing good. I'm doing what God has called me to do. But there was still just this, like, continual feeling of I'm being called to now do something else. Like, mm-hmm. The difficulty of going through all of that and figuring that out and navigating that was then preparation because he wanted me to go further. So as I was volunteering at my parish, the volunteering turned into employment and just helping kind of form disciples in the people around me at the church, you know, based on my own experience and based on the need that I saw in the people around me at the parish level, bringing in programs and resources and again, filling in those gaps, right? I mean, like, I knew what my personal gaps were, and as I looked around, I'm like, okay, we all have gaps in our formation that we just need to fill in. So just kind of helping to do that. And then over the last year, that has been translated to this position at the diocese. So God has interesting plans for our lives, and if you're willing to say yes, it's a very fun adventure. Oh,
Absolutely. And St. Gabriel Radio, giving a life-giving, positive message of our faith. That's such a rare gift, rare find. We have a critical moment right now. Call now or go online. We are one gift away for, it's one gift is needed for a double gift card for Father Connolly at Seton Parish. So all those Seton Parish members who are listening right now, stand up, grab that phone, and call 614-459-4820. 614-459-4820, or go to stgabrielradio.com. There are a number of different ways to give, and if we have one more, you're able to send Father Connolly double gift card
for
this
time.
Come on,
guys. Maybe he'll share it with Father Andre, our associate.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to now. It's been made public. I would have. If you are at St. Pius, Liz's journey started there. If you're at Fisher Catholic and you're related there, her journey started there. Consider calling now. At this moment, we can use a lot. We have a number of people. Paul at St. Brendan has given a gift. Judy at Seton has given a gift. She likes Father Ray. There's a number calling, but we need more. stgabrielradio.com, 614-459-4820. Liz, it has been delightful speaking with you and sharing this time with you. Would you like to lead us in prayer?
Sure. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for all the work you're doing throughout our entire diocese, and especially through St. Gabriel Radio. I just ask that you bless all of us and help us to say yes, even in difficult moments, and to always know that hope can be found in you through any struggle that we may be going through. And we ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Amen. That is Liz Christie from the Diocesan Office of Evangelization, reminding us that the work of evangelization is the work of every Catholic member. We, our church, exists to evangelize, says the decree on the apostolate of the laity. And that is happening here in Columbus, largely and supported in that by St. Gabriel Radio. Consider donating at 614-459-4820. That is 614-459-4820. You can give a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, sustaining membership of $20 per month, or a one-time gift. Please consider that one-time gift. If you've never given before, start out, give $10, give $20, and see how easy it is to be generous, and how it does that generosity makes us feel well. As a parish priest here in the diocese, as a member of the Dominican Order, it's always a joy to hear St. Catholic Radio. St. Catholic Radio, good Lord. St. Gabriel Radio. It's uplifting. It reinforces what is going on in our own personal lives, but knowing that we're not alone. It gives us solid teaching and just good humor that supports our Catholic life. At 1 o'clock, we are going to go hear Dr. Ray Guarendi. I've heard him live a couple of times. He is fantastic. He's got a great sense of humor. He's very insightful. As we close this time, it has been my joy to have four sessions with you. Let us close with a prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Lord our God, we ask you to bless St. Gabriel Radio. Be with this blessing to our diocese. Bless all those who hear any of the programming here, the speakers, the audience, anyone who may happen to it. Lead others to the truth. Lead others to your Son through the work of St. Gabriel Radio. We ask all this in the name of Jesus as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston.